Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of nonprofit news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Cowboy auctioneer Heath Hale to MC World Series of Cornhole Legends. Heath Hale, known as the Cowboy Auctioneer, will MC the World Series of Cornhole Legends event in Columbus. With over two decades of auctioneering experience, Hale will lead the live fundraising action throughout the weekend, aiming to raise a significant amount for charities and nonprofits. His dynamic stage presence and unique blend of charisma, humor, and authenticity are expected to create an unforgettable experience for attendees. WC organizers are thrilled to have Hale on board, confident that his ability to engage audiences and drive impactful fundraising will elevate the entire weekend in Columbus. Fans can look forward to high-access storytelling with legendary athletes, a Legends Shootout cornhole tournament, and a VIP tournament experience, all aimed at creating memorable moments and making a difference in the community. Houston Area Women's Center opens One Safe Place Houston. The Houston Area Women's Center officially opened One Safe Place Houston, a 5.5-acre campus designed to offer safety, dignity, and support to survivors of domestic and sexual violence and sex trafficking. The site brings together partners to provide comprehensive services in one location, ultimately supporting up to 350 survivors. One Safe Place Houston is a collective vision reflecting respect, resilience, and renewal. The campus includes supportive housing, on-site services, and community spaces designed by GSMA architects with survivors in mind. Court Furniture Rental furnished the campus to create a home-like environment. This project is a public commitment to the safety and well-being of survivors in Houston, showcasing what's possible when organizations and community members come together. Support HAC's mission by becoming a lightkeeper and visit adeptic.org for more information.
Historic Augusta's 60th anniversary celebration, perfectly aged benefit auction, set for September 18, 2025. Historic Augusta invites the community to join in celebrating its 60th anniversary at the perfectly aged benefit auction on September 18, 2025. The event will feature delicious libations, music, and catering at St. Paul's River Room from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Guests are encouraged to attend in black tie attire, with masks and tiaras for added elegance. Online ticket sales and bidding will be available, with items ready for pickup by noon on September 19th. Generous sponsors like the Knox Foundation and Lori McRae Interiors have made this event possible. Your support is crucial in preserving Augusta's heritage. Donate, become a member, or volunteer to make a lasting impact. Visit the Historic Augusta website for more information and to purchase tickets.
Colorado Rural Health Center celebrates Safety Net Clinic Week in Nacharita. The Colorado Rural Health Center celebrated Safety Net Clinic Week in Nacharita, Colorado, honoring Basin Clinic with a luncheon. Governor Jared Polis signed a proclamation emphasizing the importance of rural safety net clinics. CRHC CEO Michelle Mills highlighted the vital role these clinics play in providing healthcare services to uninsured and underinsured individuals. Despite challenges like limited funding, workforce issues, and changing models, safety net clinics continue to serve their communities. Basin Clinic was recognized for their outstanding performance and dedication to rural Montrose County. Governor Polis declared August 17, 23, 2025, as Safety Net Clinic Week in Colorado, acknowledging the significant contributions of these clinics to the well-being of Coloradans. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.